The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are, guys, our last break of the day on this Friday as we head into the weekend. Steve, before we get out of here, just one more would you rather question, please.
Okay.
I'm curious. Would you rather live as a pastor for 1 month?
1 month. That's just a month, yeah. I could probably do that.
What? I can't hear you. What?
He just talked to himself. Go ahead.
I know. He's mumbling over there. Would you rather live as a pastor for a month, or would you rather live as a stripper for a month? Yes. Take it off.
Well,
take it off.
I ain't going to be able to make it as a stripper.
Why not?
Because, you know, it ain't what it used to be.
You know. So and you know this how.
Well, I'm talking about my body.
I'm gonna get tired.
You know, I got a little stomach. You know what I'm saying? It ain't quite, you know.
Well, some people like that. You never know.
Well, now, right? Once I strip, that is, you know.
What?
I ain't gonna make it rain.
Yes.
You know, what you're saying?
We're gonna get some dollars out here.
I'm not gonna be a fully clothed pastor either. I'm just letting you know that.
What?
Pastor?
You got.
I work out better as a pastor for a month, but it ain't gonna.
Okay.
I can't like do like every Sunday do a sermon like four in a row without cussing.
Yeah. Give me a title of your sermon.
Like, you know, trying to ease into it, you know, sermons like, you know, what the hell was y'all thinking?
That's the title?
Yeah. On Sunday morning church.
Okay.
In front of the mother.
Heaven or hell, bet.
Okay. All right.
These are all title sermons. I want to get people to church. I want people to come to church.
Yeah.
She may not be all that, but then maybe she is.
There's a little hope at the end.
Yeah.
Why your sermon title sound like strawberry lettuce?
I know.
That's why I'm with my church gonna be full.
Strawberry lettuce.
Today's sermon, Jesus on the main line. I'm on line two.
Some kind of crazy.
What's behind that door?
Uh-oh.
Peek-a-boo.
That's a sermon.
Yeah. A sermon. My church going to be full.
Well, how you feel? It's the first Friday of the new year, wrapping this week up.
Yeah, you know, I feel good. You know, I'm excited about the prospects of the new year. I'm grateful for last year. All that happened is, you know, when I have setbacks, and stuff like that. A setback is just a setup for a comeback.
Right.
I've always known that. The fact that he allowed me to live through that year and survive it all, just like everybody else that's listening. You live through it and you survived it all. As horrific as it may have been,
yes, you do.
You survived it all.
Right, that's true.
The good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent. You survived it all. It's such a blessing, man, to still be here and still be given yet another year, another opportunity. You just got to look at that way, man. I don't have any other way I can look at it.
But you know what, Steve? You know, in spite of all of that, and that's wonderful, and I feel you and everything, but there are people out here that are struggling, even though you say that, you know, they're dealing with depression and stuff like that. You know, what would you say to them? You know, I mean,
well,
I'm sure
therapy is real.
Mm-hmm.
Therapy is real. You have to seek help. But I got news for you. There is no greater help than prayer. Even if you go to therapy, the therapists need prayer.
They work well together. I like them together.
And you got and prayer. Don't underestimate the power of prayer.
Yes.
It's so important, y'all, because it provides you a level of hope and assurance.
That's mm-hmm. right. That's
and
right.
Your life is based on your level of faith. That's what mm-hmm. the average person don't try to get to mm-hmm. sometimes.
Come on, boy.
Mm-hmm. You are where you are because of what you believe.
You gotta believe.
Yes, yes, believe. Yes,
yes, sir.
If you up your belief factor,
mm-hmm.
you up your receive factor.
One more. Come on.
If you
one
up your time. Belief factor, you up your receive factor. It's a fact. It's the law of attraction. Mm-hmm. It's everything. It's a man is as he thinketh. It's the law of attraction is real, whether you believe it or not, accept it or not. That's the way it works. It's the same way that your TV remote works. If you point your remote at your TV and you press the on button, mm-hmm. you know what? Why that TV comes on? Partly because you believe it's going to come on.
Yeah, yeah.
See, this remote control that you have in your hand mm-hmm. is based on the belief system. It's in the very beginning, God set it up that way. See, God could have just created the world and lit it up. But he specifically in the beginning said, in the beginning, he said, let there be light.
Words, yep. Mm-hmm.
He was showing you the power of your words.
Words.
He said, mm-hmm. let there be light, and there was
yes.
light. You have to manifest your life. You have to project and talk about your life, and you have to remove all negativity. I just was texting somebody early this morning about that who's going through something. So I'm so tired all the time. This is hard. Okay,
yeah.
It's hard and you're tired. But if you're going to make that the forefront of it, it's going to forever be hard.
It's going to forever be
tired.
That's right.
Why don't you
That's
speak
right.
about the results you want? That's what mm-hmm. I got to say. That's my closing remarks today. Hope you enjoyed it. Y'all stay in faith. Going to be a great year this year if you expect it to be. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. See you tomorrow.
I don't know about this year. I'm Monday. Tired. I'm just mad.
Wait till A gets home.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.